In the name of the Lord, who has made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, in communion with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Congregation, we announce that Reverend Sponce is yet on full life support, but the doctors feel that there is no more brain activity. We wish, therefore, to sing from Psalter 278, all the stanzas. The tender love a father has for all his children dear, such love the Lord bestows on them who worship him in fear. 278 stanzas 1 through 5.
Thank you.
Scripture reading for this morning hour can be found in the Gospel according to Luke in the 17th chapter and beginning with verse 11 through verse 19. Luke 17, verses 11 through 19. And it came to pass, as he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." And when he saw them, he said unto them, "Go, show yourselves unto the priests." And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God. And fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, "Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? There are not found that returned to give glory to God, save this stranger." And he said unto him, "Arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole." And so far, the reading of God's holy word. Let us try to pray and ask the blessing and help of the Lord. Almighty God, thou who hast given to us blessing upon blessing in the season that is gone behind us now so quickly, thou who hast spared our lives with our children to this moment, whether it be in health or in strength or in weakness or with affliction, but thou who hast provided very life itself and not yet taken us away from one another and taken away that greatest gift that thou givest unto man here below, that life itself. It behooves us in this morning to try to draw nigh to thee. And when we may read in thy word that thou art a spirit and must be worshipped in spirit and in truth, then we feel our shortcomings, that we are unable to bring to thee that worship that thou requirest of us, that we were given in paradise to be able to do, so created that we could bow with our heart also to the face of the earth before thee, the true and the living God. And in our deep fall, we have taken away from ourselves that ability to do that spiritual work. And so, Lord, we are dependent upon thee again in this morning hour, in the morning of this day when we are called to return unto thee with all the gifts, with a thankful and an acknowledging heart. Then we must confess that we are dependent upon thee again, even for this thing. Lord, that thou may look upon us again this day in our need, that which thou requirest of us, thou may also give in truth and in uprightness. And then it is necessary that we have open eyes to see thy gifts,
those gifts that thou providest in an earthly way also, for which we are to acknowledge thee in this day. And when thou hast provided in the season that has gone by such an abundance of sunshine and heat and rain upon the earth, even when we have besought it of thee, and then thou hast in such a remarkable way at times that thou hast shown that thou art a prayer giving, a prayer hearing, and a prayer answering God. Oh, that we also may be given to take notice of all that thou hast done, that we may not simply pass it by in this day and every day, but that we may be given hearts that may come in the dust of self-abasement, and that we may be given thereby to see what our sin is, what the awfulness is of our transgression and of our carelessness as we go over this world without hope and without God in the world, and that we have no concern for thee, and that we have no desire for thee. Lord, it shall be that which will testify against us in that great day of days. And then we must confess that we have no ability to change it. For we have cut off our own hands and our own feet in our father Adam. But Lord, thou dost say in thy word to ask it of thee. And therefore on this Thanksgiving day we beseech it of thee again, that thou may come into our midst, that thou would come into our hearts, each and every one, young and old, and give to us that which we cannot give to ourselves, and that all that which thou hast bestowed upon us may lead us to a true repentance, and that we may be given to come in our secret chambers and also here in public before thee, and that we may acknowledge thee in truth, and also for thy holy word which thou givest unto us week after week and day after day. Lord, they are blessings that thou withholdest from so many in this world, and we try to remember them also in this morning hour, those that have not sufficient food and clothing and shelter. Lord, that thou may look upon them also in all their needs in this day and every day, and to supply out of the fullness of thy heavenly store the natural blessings that man cannot do without if he will live further in this time. But that thou especially may give that thy word which we may enjoy with our children and have the privilege of receiving, and that truth which thou hast given to us by way of our forefathers, that that truth may go forth even unto the ends of the earth, and that we may feel something of our own responsibility day by day as we have communion with those who are around us in this world, in the labors of our hands. Oh, that we may not be able to keep our mouths so closed in this world concerning the true and the living God, that those who are even our neighbors next unto us, who are guided day by the prince of darkness himself, where he seeks to lead to destruction and the knowledge of thy holy word that is more and more going by the wayside, so that thy truth that is not even known in places where that in heretofore it has gone forth with power. Lord, that thou may remember the natives also in this land, in this part of our country, in all that which they are led in, Oh, that thou may instruct them also in thy truth, that to them also may come thy word, and that those even next to us and those far away also, those on the mission fields, that they may be brought into thy kingdom. And Lord, thou knowest the means that are necessary for this. Then it is necessary that there are servants that are sent by thee. Lord, we remember also thy servant. He is still in the hospital. And with all our technology, we are so foolish we know not whether dead or alive. But Lord, thou knowest. Thy will be done in all things. And if he is yet here with us, may thou remember him, and wilt thou look upon his family and his congregation, and wilt thou yet remember us in mercy as a denomination. Oh Lord, that the weight of our children and our youth and our rising generation may be laid upon our hearts when the pillars are taken away. And when we have so much to fear what is coming in the future, oh, that thou may lay it, O Lord, upon our hearts, that we may each of us go in our inner chambers, that we may beseech of thee, that thou may still look upon us in thy mercy. For we lose one whom thou hast given great discernment among us, to know what is from thee and what is not from thee. And Lord, that discernment that is so far going away, oh, we beseech thee then to remember us in mercy and to grant true conversions among us, amongst our youth and our children, our parents, our older ones, our instructors, the teachers in our school, and our schools over the whole denomination, and that thou could be pleased to raise up men of thy choosing, not men which we do send, for we are fools and are of yesterday and know nothing, but men upon whom is laid the weight of thy service and of thy church, and men who are truly converted by thee. Those who may be given to know something of the preciousness of thy dear Son, and that may be given to proclaim his name in all simplicity. Lord, then it will be in a way of impossibility for men. Oh, then we are not ignorant of that way, but that we may say, Lord, how that thou art so faithful that calleth. When from the first day even unto this, that thou hast so stood on our right and on our left hand, and we may acknowledge thee for this also in this day, that thou hast provided for us also as thy servant, that we may be enabled to bring thy word in the midst of our flock. Lord, wilt thou be pleased also to bless this word, oh, that we may, as a congregation, receive fruits from above, that eternity may tell that in the heart of this one or that one, and that we have been a little instrument for the sending forth of an arrow to the true conversion of souls. Lord, that thy name may be glorified in it. Wilt thou humble us then under all thy great and good deeds, and that thou may look upon us as families, humble parents, when thou hast provided for them in the season that is gone by, that they were enabled to continue with their children in this life, to provide for them food and drink and clothing and shelter, which is not able to be done by many fathers and mothers in this world. But the resources thou hast given unto us, wilt thou give us also liberal hearts unto the poor, to share of that substance that thou hast given unto us with those who have it not, and that thou may remember us also further to bless the work of our hands. Remember all that are in distress and in great need, all widows, widowers, and orphans. Lord, look upon us in this morning. Help us in the bringing of thy word again and all thy servants. Wilt thou give us liberty and opening? Give place in our hearts to receive a little crumb. And that thou may not leave us to go out as we have come in. But that thou may grant an indispensable blessing. Do forgive all that is sinful for Jesus' sake. Amen.
While your offering is being received, we'll sing from Psalter number 250, stanzas 1, 2, and 4. How good it is to thank the Lord and praise to Thee most high accord, to show Thy love with morning light, and tell Thy faithfulness each night. Yea, good it is Thy praise to sing, and all our sweetest music bring. There is only one collection today, that is for the building fund. Psalter 250, stanzas 1, 2, and 4. Congregation, the words of our text for this morning hour you can find in the chapter that was read to you, Luke chapter 17, thereof the 17th and 18th verses. Luke 17, verses 17 and 18. And Jesus, answering, said, "Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? That are not found, that returned to give glory to God, save this stranger." So far the words of our text. 10 lepers cleansed. First, the benefit they received. Second, the gratitude they manifested. 10 lepers cleansed. First, the benefit they received, and second, the gratitude that they manifested. Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. Who is able, congregation, to enter into this cry of these 10 men? It is a prayer. It is a prayer for help. Today is Thanksgiving Day, but on Thanksgiving Day, it is necessary for us to look back onto Prayer Day, that we may consider what the fulfillment is of that prayer that we have asked of the Lord. So we here see it with these men. Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. Thus, it is a prayer. It is a prayer for help. That is not something that is a fruit of our own field, to cry for help. And why not? Because we are members of Help Yourself. When we cry for help, what does that mean? That means we have to admit something. That means we have to admit, to acknowledge that we are helpless. To acknowledge that we are not able to help ourselves. Otherwise, we do not cry for help. Thus, it is a great humiliation to ask for help. Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. It is a cry, a prayer for help. A prayer for help in their need. Those two things go together, a need and a cry. Thus, we may examine, how was it now with our prayer day? Was there a need? There were many. We have mentioned them at that time. Many needs. Needs in the field. Sunshine. Rain. Health. Strength. Many needs. How was it with our own ability to fulfill those needs? Were we not helpless? Could we give ourselves one drop of rain? Could we give ourselves one ray of sunshine? Were we able to give ourselves health and strength in this life? Helpless. Therefore, we have prayer day. But what a great difference between a need and a felt need. We are not able to fathom how many needs that we have. Most of those needs that we have, we do not know. What is necessary for our body to function? What is necessary for our society to function? For this world to function? For the whole universe to function? Most of that is all hidden from us.
It is not often until the Lord is taking one of those things away that we begin to realize what we had, that we begin to realize what it was that the Lord had given unto us, how that the Lord had blessed us. So it is also here. Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. Thus, there is something that also these men have very likely taken for granted for a long time in their life. What is that? Their health. Do we do the same? Day by day. These men do not do it anymore. They do not take their health for granted. Why not? Because their health is taken away. They are lepers. And now we all have many needs. And some of our needs, they are much greater, naturally, than others of our needs. What need in this world is greater than the need of these lepers? What was their need? That was a need that went over their very existence. That was a need that was a matter of life and death. Do you think they did not feel their need? Satan himself says, skin for skin, all that a man hath he will give for his life. Thus there was a need, thus there was a felt need in the life of these men. What was the greatest dreadfulness in their life concerning that disease? It is that that disease was incurable. Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. There is for these men a need that the Lord would have mercy. What is mercy? Mercy is when the Lord will help those who are miserable. Who is more miserable than a leper? And that leprosy, that was an awful disease, we know, wherein there was much pain, wherein the limbs of the body, they would eventually even fall off. But it is one thing to have an awful disease, and another thing when that awful disease is incurable, when there is no hope in my disease, when there is nothing, we would say in our terms in this world, we see no light at the end of the tunnel, then there is nothing to look forward to. There is only waiting in the life of these lepers. Only waiting. Only waiting for what? Only waiting for death. Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. So we hear where that this cry is coming up out of. That is a cry that is coming up out of the depth of the pit. That is a cry that is coming up out of the depth of their helplessness. Did you ever cry so? With a need that came out of your helplessness? Not easy to bring a man there. We don't come there of ourselves. Say, how does the Lord bring a person there? See what he had to do to these men? You see what he had to bring in their life before that they would come unto such a place? that they would cry out of such a depth as they cry here to the Lord Jesus. Thus we see here two things. And these two things, they are working together. There is in the first place a necessity, as we said, a great need. Why? It is the very need of their life. It is a need of their existence. It is the need concerning that most precious thing that we have in this world. Lose our life, we lose everything. Thus we see the greatness of their need. And then on the other side, we see their impossibility. Their utter helplessness to take themselves out of this deep pit. They have no power in themselves. And now these two things together, and they force these men, as it were, into that place that man will never bring himself. Into that place that they cry for help from someone else. If we ask someone else to help us, there are two things upon which we are dependent. What are they? That is, first, that person's ability to help us. Second, that person's willingness to help us. If we have no expectation concerning the ability of this person, we will not ask. Thus, inherent in that supplication is a certain estimation of the power that that person has. Fathers, when you have a little infant child, you will not ask him to help you lift a heavy load. Never will that come in your mind. Never. It is not a possibility. There is no power in that child. Thus, when we ask, there is inherent in that asking an estimation already of power. Otherwise, we do not ask. Then there is something else. When we ask, there is also an estimation, at least somewhat, at least a possibility that this person may be willing to help us. What do you think, children? Do you think that King Saul needed to ask his son Jonathan if he will help him kill David? He need not ask. He need not think about asking, because he knows very well that Jonathan loved David. Thus, if we will ask for help, then there is inherent in this asking these two things. First, there is something that we see, that this person, that we believe, that they are able to help us. And at least, perhaps, they may be willing to help us. To whom did these 10 lepers cry out? Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. Thus there is a felt need. Thus there is a helplessness. Thus there is a sense of humility, their incurability. Also, that he is able to do it. And also, that even possibly he may be willing to do it. Were they put to shame? No, they were not put to shame. We do not say they were not without trials. We read that also. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourself unto the priests. In the Old Testament, the priest was the one who was designated to
to look upon a person, to diagnose his leprosy and to declare him to be leprous. The priest was the one who was set aside by the Lord also to say when a person had no more leprosy. Thus, what do we see? We see something of a connection between leprosy and sin. Because this was given unto the priest, and the priest had everything to do with sin. Sacrifice, the forgiveness of sin. What did that Old Testament priest not have? He had no power to cleanse the leper. He had only authority to declare whether that leper was clean or whether he was unclean. Thus we say a trial. Why? Because the Lord Jesus sends these men unto the priest. Go show yourselves unto the priest. While there was absolutely no evidence in their body that they were yet cleansed from their disease. That is, to the natural mind, ludicrous. The natural mind says this is foolishness. The effects, everything concerning that leprosy is still to be shown, is still to be seen, is still to be felt within their bodies. What does Paul say? Faith is the substance of things hoped for, and it is the evidence of things that are not seen. Thus, the natural mind of these men had to object against this commandment of the Lord Jesus. To say, do not listen to him. Do not go to show yourself unto the priest. Thus there is a struggle in the heart of these men. It is a struggle between faith and reason. Peter says, of whom a man is overcome, of the same is he held in bondage. How is that with the natural man? There is no faith. He has only reason. Mere reason. And he is held in bondage by his reason. There is a great blessedness in the obedience of the command of the Lord, despite the fact that we cannot see anything, that we cannot feel anything. A great blessedness in that simple obedience because that the Lord says to do so. Where do you begin, young people? That you say, if I am not elect, I will not be saved. Why should I go to church? Why should I read the Bible? Why should I pray? You have it in the wrong order. The Lord Jesus did not say unto these lepers to wait until that you see and to feel that you are cleansed, that you see no more effects of your leprosy. Wait until you see, you feel something of the efficacy of my work, and then go show yourself to the priest. No, he said, go show yourself to the priest now. Before you feel anything, before you see anything, only be obedient unto my command. Only do as I say.
And it came to pass as they went, they were cleansed. In the way of simple obedience. Simple obedience to a command of the Lord that made no sense to their natural mind, which was against everything that the natural man would tell them to do, in simple obedience to the word of the Lord Jesus, they received the blessing. And as they go, they experience something of the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. No, not the power of an earthly priest. He had no power to cleanse them. But they experienced something within themselves of the power of the great high priest. They see it. They feel it in themselves. They experience this for themselves. There comes within them a great change. How now does that simple obedience to the word of the Lord receive its great reward? A great reward. Their simple obedience to a command which they could not understand. They are not made ashamed. No, they will not be sorry. How do you think that was for them? What do you think that Satan has whispered to those men as they were going on the way to go unto that priest? You will be disappointed. Do not get your hopes up too high, because it is going to be a great disappointment, and you are going to come away just as leprous as you go. Not only that, you're going to be mocked. You know those priests. They will have nothing to do with the Lord Jesus Christ. They will call you fools. What do you think? That he is able to cure you of your leprosy, and you hoped in this and you expected in this, and you have come to us. You are full of leprosy. You may go again. It is not so. It cannot be so. Why not? What does David say? He says, none. None of those that put their trust in him shall be ashamed. So those men experienced it. In our second thought, we see the gratitude that they manifested. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God. And he fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? That are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. And he said unto him, arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. There is now a distinction. There is a distinction here made now in the midst of these 10 men. One of these men is distinguished from the other 9. We don't read this before. No, before we see they are all together. They all have this leprosy. They are all crying. They are all hearing that word of the Lord Jesus. And they are all going to show themselves unto the priest. Now there is a distinction. And the Lord draws, as it were, this picture. He reveals something. What does he say? He says, it is not the same with everyone who receives the blessings of the Lord. It's not the same. It might appear the same. It might look the same on the outside. But it is not the same in the heart of everyone who receives the blessings of the Lord. Many of these outward blessings, they are never sanctified to the heart. Many of these outward blessings never bring a man to the feet of the Lord. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back. Did he change his mind? Was he sorry that he had set out? Was he disobedient to the command of the Lord Jesus? No. But he could not go on. He could not go on with the rest of these men. He could not just go on. He could not just go on with that blessing that he has received. Something made him stop. Something made him halt. Something made him turn around. You don't read that he said anything to his fellow lepers. You don't read that he admonished them. You don't read that he said to them that they also ought to go back with him. You don't read that he blamed them, that he condemned them. Only that he himself could not go on. It was so personal. Of course, we know that there is no respect of persons with God. Why? Because the Lord says they are all gone out of the way. They are all together become unprofitable. But in his own eyes, this man saw a great distinction between himself and those nine other lepers. What was the distinction? We read, he was a Samaritan. We know that the Jews had no dealings with the Samaritans. Yet all those lepers were together. They had dealings with each other. And we often see that in this world, that the greatest need will bind together sometimes those who are the most bitter enemies. You want to make friends out of enemies that cannot walk together in this world? Or bring them then in that same pit together and watch them try to help one another. Should shame us in our prosperity. What went on in the heart of this man, his nine fellow lepers, they have begun to cry unto the Lord Jesus Christ. What went on in his heart? They cried to their fellow countrymen. He is not included in this. No, with him it is so different. There is such a different relation between the Lord Jesus Christ and those men and the Lord Jesus Christ and himself. Yes, he can understand how that the Lord Jesus will heal them. But he can also understand how that the Lord Jesus at the same time would reject him. He is the Savior of the Jews. He is not the Savior of the Samaritans. He came for them. He did not come for me. They are his friends. I am his enemy. Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. Or we can understand that this man's cry that has gone out with a certain hesitancy, we can understand that this man, he has not cried so boldly as his fellow lepers. How much has Satan not cast in his teeth concerning the willingness of Christ, not his willingness to save my brother, but his willingness to look upon me. And he had indeed to agree with Satan. Yes, it is true. It is not all one and the same. Them or me. Those are altogether different cases. Is that so in your life too? Are those altogether different cases, congregation? Them or me? Because I am a Samaritan. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back. No, we don't read that he ever said anything to his fellow lepers. No, we do not read that he condemned them. No, we do not read that he told them that they ought to go back with him. But he had to stop. He could not go back. He could not go on. There was a reason. There was a great reason. Why he had to stop. Because it is just not the same with them as it is with me. It is not the same wonder. Do you understand that, man? And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, and with a loud voice glorified God, and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. How can such a man express what is living now in his heart? What is sufficient to magnify the wonder that he has experienced in his life? He turned back. His heart that is so full. He cannot miss an opportunity, because when he would leave and the Lord Jesus would be gone, then it could be that he cannot find him anymore. In his heart that is so full, with a loud voice, he glorified God. The stones, the very stones of the field, they would cry out if this man would hold his peace. He cannot hold it in. Do you understand that, man? They are not idle words. They are not vain words that this man is speaking. There is a bursting forth of what is living in the heart of this man. A loud voice. Samaritans, Samaritans, every one of you. You will have no dealings with the Jews. I will magnify and I will glorify the name of Jesus so that every one of you is able to hear it. And he bows with his face to the ground. He cannot bring himself low enough. He prostrates himself before the Lord Jesus. Congregation, is there people that understand this man? Happened many years ago. Does that still happen today? And are those that are living in our age, do they know what it means so to bow upon receipt of the blessings of the Lord to such a one as I am? Let us sing. Psalter 175, 1, 3, and 4. Come, all ye people, bless our God, and tell his glorious praise abroad. Who holds our soul in life, who never lets our feet be moved, and though our faith he oft has proved, upholds us in the strife. 1, 3, and 4 of 175. Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? Thus there was an expectation by the Lord Jesus that 10 would return. What does that mean? Every single one that had received the benefit. Were there not 10 cleansed? It is natural that a benefactor is looking for an expression of his thankfulness. Why? Because ingratitude that is offensive to us, if it is so to us, how much more unto God? Thus the Lord Jesus, he is waiting, as it were, for 10 men, and one returns. We see here a distinction, not between the lepers and all the non-lepers, but we see here a distinction within and in the midst of these 10 lepers. Between the lepers themselves. Between and amongst those who have received the benefit. That distinction was there. There was a distinction already before. However, now that distinction is coming out. When is that distinction coming out? That distinction is coming out in the fruit of gratitude. Thus, here we have a picture of the distinction that there is also between a miraculous and a true saving faith. 10 men. All 10 men were given a miraculous faith, a faith wherein they may receive, children, the hand to receive a blessing, a spiritual blessing, faith to believe that they were going to, that a miracle could be performed on them. It is a type of faith. 10 men. Each receiving this faith, even if one had a greater faith and one has very hesitatingly, this Samaritan very hesitatingly may believe the possibility, and he was not put to shame either. And it is even in this man that there is now a distinction from his fellow lepers. In the fruit of gratitude, where is that distinction that is in the turning back again? And what made him return? His felt unworthiness. His felt unworthiness made him return. A distinguishing mark of true saving faith. Were there not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? Congregation, it is Thanksgiving Day. How many blessings has the Lord not poured upon us after prayer day? What a great prosperity has the Lord not blessed us with? Must we not in this day think back a moment to the remarkable answers that we have so undeservedly received from the Lord. must we not see that time after time that we together have besought the Lord for a little rain from heaven, and that the Lord has so remarkably, time after time, poured it out from his skies? Were we deserving of this? Were we able to give ourselves a single drop of this most necessary rain? There are many commands in God's word to be thankful. There are many denunciations in God's word against the unthankful. There are also many expressions in the world we live in of thankfulness. But did we ever feel our shortness in this duty? We cannot do it rightly without a felt unworthiness. But congregation, a felt unworthiness is so rare. A felt unworthiness is not in us as children of Adam who have lifted themselves up against the Lord. Haiti is one of the poorest countries in this world. They lack so many of the most necessary things that you and I enjoy every day. There is nothing. There is absolutely nothing that makes you and I to differ from these Haitians. How is it that our heart is not humbled before God? Do you know why? It is because we do not feel sufficiently our unworthiness. Yes, we have nice words, but within our heart, then somehow we feel just a little bit more worthy. If we truly felt our unworthiness, there would never come, boys and girls, a complaint out of our mouth. Never. And who of us is without a complaint? Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? Do you know what the Lord Jesus said to his disciples? He said, do not go to the Gentiles. Do not go to the Samaritans. But he said, go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And then what happened? The lost sheep of the house of Israel did not recognize the blessing that they had. And then what did the Lord do? He sent them away. He sent them away. He sent them to the Gentiles. As long as we have rights, we cannot appreciate the blessings of the Lord. With all our rights, we go with 9 Jewish lepers. They had rights. We are children of Abraham. And we go with 9 Jewish lepers to the priest. And we go on with our blessing. And we never look back. Because we have never been without rights. were there not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? Every single blessing is going to be required from you and from me. Because every single blessing ought to have brought us in our unworthiness to the feet of the Lord with this leper. For this he is watching. For this he is waiting. For this he is looking. And he notices. That is what we read here. Is taking notice of those who come and those who do not come. Were there not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? Maybe you say, Lord, bring me there. I cannot bring myself to this place. That is a good cry. That is a good cry because that is now so true. And he is able to bring us to this place. But only remember something. It is not easy to become a Samaritan. And if we will have to become a Samaritan, then we may be sure that we are going to kick against this. But if the Lord will work through, if the Lord will overcome us, and if the Lord will make us as this Samaritan, then one day we are going to do what he is doing. He turned back, praising God, and he bowed with his face to the ground before the Lord Jesus. That is what that church may now do in an eternal Thanksgiving day. They may do it here already, just by moments, that they may learn how to do the work of heaven. Amen. O Lord of heaven and of earth, do instruct us. Because we are as those 9 lepers. They had no thanksgiving. They received the blessing, the great blessing, the blessing of life, health, strength, and they went on with their blessing. O Lord, teach us how unworthy that we are, that we could not do it, that we had to go back, make it personal, O Lord, and instruct us in this blessed truth, that we may come in the blessed place of this Samaritan on our face before thee. Bring us safely to our homes, and bring us with desire in thy house one more time in this afternoon. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalter 14, stanzas 1, 3, 4, and 7. O Lord, our Lord in all the earth, how excellent thy name. Thy glory thou hast spread afar in all the starry frame. 1, 3, 4, and 7 of Psalter 14.
receive the blessing of the Lord and go in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen. Blessings.